Hi.
Hi, what's up? What channel's like WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM? 11:24. I'm smacking my lips. I'll openly admit that. My lips are getting smacked. I love them so, and that's part of it.
And you're afraid they're going to leave you.
Right. Boy, if my lips left me, that would be terrible.
I'm saying Proud Mary one more time.
Yes. I'm smacking my lips because a listener, wonderful person, brought us milkshakes.
Gosh!
Yes!
Give it up.
Can you believe this?
That means, Miriam, there's somebody one up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Miriam. You know, some people actually loved us a little more.
It's James Johnson 1, the rest of the world 0. So y'all got to play catch up. You know, it's time to throw that bomb because it's getting down in the fourth quarter.
James Johnson, the man with the milkshakes.
Seriously, if I had all the mad props in the world to give, I'd be splashing them over James like a, you know, a cooler of Gatorade
and
after
you
the
got
Super Bowl.
At least a significant portion of the mad props in this world.
I do. I get a good portion. I'm not going to brag.
Mm-hmm.
I get kind of like, you know, generally apathetic props.
Mm-hmm. Right about now, a little segment of the show that usually comes right about now. A little segment where we tell you what's going on in the community, some things you can do if, for some reason, you don't fall comatose after What Channel's Like ends. And you are kind of awake in the nether regions between air dates of What Channel's Like. If you're looking for something to do within that nether region, we'll tell you all about it. A little something called Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Was a hybrid that Aerosmith would be proud of, you know?
Yeah, totally. Walk this way. Walk this way!
I chugged like half my milkshake during
this. Yeah, it's all over your chin for a minute.
It's phenomenal. It's like,
so, if you're a father who doesn't see your children, you may think you have no influence over them. But here's the influence you have. They'll be twice as likely to drop out of high school, 37% more likely to abuse drugs, 40% more likely to attempt suicide. The next sentence is, give your kids a better chance.
You know, it's
better chance of what?
Something that you should think of. What was the 40% figure in there?
Likely to attempt suicide.
Right. So 40% of kids who don't have fathers in the house commit suicide. If you're that one kid who doesn't have a father that doesn't commit suicide, someone else did. So if you want to help out, attempt to commit suicide, that means somebody else out there won't.
Well, we're going to jail.
Well, we're in jail. I want to know how they find out statistics like that. How do they attribute somebody growing up with a father as the direct cause?
Well, they're just saying that it's 40% more likely. So that basically 40% more kids from broken homes commit suicide than kids from, you know.
Which is why people should be pro-family, darn it.
Mm-hmm. Give your kids a better chance. These are ways to increase the chances that your kids will drop out of high school, be more likely to abuse drugs, or likely to attempt suicide. Give them the emotional and financial support they need. They're your kids. Be their dad. A public service message brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. For more information, call 1-877-557-2120. The second version, a father who doesn't see his children may think his influence on their lives is over. But that's not the way it happens. Your daughter will be 2.5 times more likely to get pregnant in her teens. She'll be 37% more likely to abuse drugs, 63% more likely to run away. Give your kids a better chance.
And there's actually a third version of this PSA, which is very strange. If you're a child who doesn't see your father, you may think you have no influence over him. But here's the influence you have. He'll be twice as likely to have a kid who drops out of school, 37% more likely to have a kid who abuses drugs, and 40% more likely to have a kid who attempts suicide. Give your dad a better kid. Give him the emotional and financial support that he can give to you that you need. He's your dad. Be his kid. A public service announcement brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ed Council, and this station. For more information, call 1-877-557-2120.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a lot of versions.
Know your university. The University's YMCA lecture series, featuring topics of interest to the university community, will begin at noon on Tuesday, February 1st. Dr. Fred Kumerow, Professor Emeritus. Or Emeritus?
Emeritus.
Emeritus.
Damn.
My emeritus is acting up today.
Y'all, I put some salve on it.
Butt's all itchy.
Y'all ain't down on the Kumerow tip? She ute.
Seriously. And the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition will kick off the series with an account of a visit to biomedical research centers in Cuba. We actually have a clip of what Jell's like. Actually visited a biomedical research center in Cuba last week, actually. It was last Monday right after the show. We hopped a plane. Cruised right into the heart of Cuba, and they love that, the Cubans, let me tell you.
If you cruise right into their heart.
Right into the heart. Won over just hundreds of Cubans with our charm, good looks, and affable wit. But then, you know, we had a higher purpose. We had to go into these biomedical research centers and, you know, check out what was going on. And, you know, find out what's up.
So here's the recording that we made of what was going on in that lab center.
Oh, my God. Guys, I just came out of a room. They're genetically engineering babies that look like Castro. No, look at the... Come here. Look, they all have...
Beards
and mustaches and cigars.
That's really...
Huge Castro-sized heads on little tiny baby bodies.
What makes a man Cuban? As it turns out, it's Tabasco sauce.
Yes.
If you add Tabasco sauce to a little baby, it grows a beard and starts smoking a cigar.
Whee!
Terrifying yet so utterly fascinating.
I want one. I want one, Daddy! I want a Castro baby!
Porsche, you can't have one. Stop it.
I want one! I want one now! Look at those stupid people.
Trip to Cuba. Been there, done that, basically, is what we're saying, Kumerow. Getting a gig. Other highlights include a special presentation by former Governor James Edgar, distinguished fellow.
So what are you doing now?
Distinguished fellow.
Is that an actual honor, or is that some just made-up title? Governor James Edgar, distinguished fellow, capital D, capital F. Is that something that I don't know about?
No, he's a...
Institute of Government and Public Affairs.
He's working for the university now, so...
Oh, that's
it
not
means
his...
that he's not a... I think it means
he's an affable
like
wit as well.
Well, yeah, he's an affable wit. No, it means that he's not like a professor or anything, but he's served so long in a job that he's allowed to teach it now.
Shout out to Jimmy Edgar.
So you're not the governor anymore, huh?
No.
So what you up to now? That's not quite as good as the governorship, is it?
Yeah. I'm a distinguished fellow.
I guess that's not all that good.
Very
you must not be able to.
Know Your University is designed to provide students, faculty, and community members with a unique opportunity to discuss current campus issues in an open forum with the personalities that deal with these challenges on a daily basis.
So how are the biomedical centers in Cuba something that's like directly interfacing with the campus?
You have no idea, man. You were there, and you didn't pick up on any of that?
Well, I mean, except for the proliferation of Castro babies throughout the campus.
Helps you hop the Kumerow tip, man.
Yeah. You can spend your Tuesday lunch hour learning more about these issues that affect you most.
Or you could eat
lunch. Because that is an issue that affects me most.
And being hungry because I didn't eat lunch. So.
It affects you more than anybody in the world.
And anything. Lunch is available by reservation, but those who prefer may attend the presentations free without purchasing lunch. All lectures are held in the university's YMCA Lazar Hall, 1001 South Wright Street, Champaign. For more information, call Patrick Ore at 337-1514.
Patrick is a really good guy. Don't call him now. He's probably busy. Community, you know, I've always thought Latzer Hall. Doesn't that sound like a threat? Community CPR classes.
Yes.
The Carle Foundation Hospital and Urbana Fire Rescue hold a community CPR class on the second and third Tuesday of every month. The next class is February 8th, for those of you, you know, not hip to the calendar scene. Classes are open to anyone interested in learning how to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation. By definition, then, anyone who doesn't go to class is actively disinterested in learning how to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation, which is kind of cool. I don't want to learn that.
Right.
That sounds like crap.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to weave. Participants will be taught adult, child, and infant CPR techniques. They, you know, save the infants for the infant CPR techniques for the end, because what are the odds, you know?
Right. They have little tiny shocker pads.
I really like the way it's kind of in descending order here. Participants will be taught adult, child, and infant CPR techniques. You know, because, you know, who are you going to save?
Yeah.
Let's face it. The adults are our future. As well as the Heimlich procedure. And
it's not a procedure.
I thought it was a maneuver, yeah, but they call it a procedure here. And will be recognized for their participation in the course. Oh, you were here. There is a nominal charge to to attend. Classes for healthcare providers will be held the second Wednesday of each month. If you're a healthcare provider, if you're collectively listening to us, there is also a fee for this class. The next healthcare provider CPR class is February 9th. So hopefully they won't be all burnt out from the normal one the day before. CPR is taught at 6 p.m. at the Urbana Fire Department, 400 South Vine in Urbana, unless some jerk started a fire, in which case they have to go fight the fire and you have to wait around for a while. Classes are limited in size and registration is required, so if you're a supervillain and your plot is to make everybody in Champaign-Urbana choke, start a fire around 6 p.m. every day.
Good idea.
That's a tip. To register and for further information, call the Urbana Fire Rescue Services Department at 384-2420 or just yell fire really loud out your side of your window, and then they'll be all pleased when they don't have to do any actual work to put out the fire. Mm-hmm. They just have to teach you cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Yeah.
I found this PSA way in the back of the box. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I found this PSA way in the back of the box, and I'm glad I found it. I'm glad that we can read this on the air because I think it's very important. The Alzheimer's Association is a national nonprofit organization based in Chicago. Working through more than 200 chapters, the association stands by victims of Alzheimer's disease, their families, and their caregivers. Call the local chapter at 217-351-1726 or toll free at 1-888-686-1726. You might want to get a piece of paper and write that down so you don't forget.
Well, that was sweet, Eric.
Thank you.
Right now, I want to do do a little something, because usually we do big somethings. I don't know what I'm talking about. Right about now, PSA from someone who's not a member of the What Chills Like crew, somebody who brought us milkshakes, and we have been caught in a sex for security scam or a milkshakes for airtime scam. So want to give the man who gave us a gift a little exposure to the radio audience.
So expose yourself, James.
James, please take it away.
Honored, excuse me.
That sounded great.
Yes, thank you.
That's what we do.
Modern dance for young people ages 10 to 14 will be taught at the White Street Arts Center on Wednesdays from 4 to 5:15, February 2nd through March 9th. The class will be an open approach to expressive dance with some introduction to technical fundamentals. The instructor is Shelley Massar. For further information, see the White Street website at www.prairienet.org/whitestreet or call Shelley at 337-5448.
Woo! 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 Hey, you wanted all underage sex jokes.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Is it too late to nominate somebody for an Oscar?
I don't know.
Do they give out Oscars for the radio?
We'll see.
They should.
They damn well should.
They're more like, I think they give out Roberts for the
Roberts, less popular, but still prestigious.
Small golden statue of a fat man with a beer.
Because that's what all radio DJs look like.
Oh man. Shut up.
God peace.
We're cute.
We gotta be able to drink beer in here. That's one thing missing.
They let us eat ribs. That's their policy.
People's ribs.
You can eat ribs, all the ribs you want. I don't care. You don't even need wet naps, but no beer.
Jack Daniels, straight off.
Okay. Really quick PSA then, because we're running out of time for this. Classes begin at the White Street Arts Center the week of February 1st. This is a totally different thing in case you were thinking this is a redundancy. This is not a redundancy. They include Chester Walensky's dance ritual, begging the question, what precisely you have to do to get a dance ritual? Is that above or below distinguished fellow? Irish dance for adults and children, which is an entirely different thing. If you catch a child dancing an adult's dance, educate that child. If you catch an adult dancing a child's Irish dance, that man is a pervert. Ballet, modern dance for adults and youth, all the same jokes apply. Theater for youth, birthing with confidence, a phrase about which there is absolutely no joke to be made.
Well, my mom actually took a birthing with no confidence, and it took 4.5 years for me to get out. She just didn't think she could do it.
See, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, see, there was a joke.
That's good.
Sorry.
Almost as good as mine.
Yeah. And Argentine tango.
No, we did birthing with arrogance.
I thought it was
that's the advanced course.
Yeah. For further information, see their website at www.prairienet.org/white-street or call 359-1862. Let's get out of here right quick, because we got to do a quality herald. We got to do a real quality radio herald.
I think we work best under pressure, though. That's just me.
Yeah, so we got just the right amount of pressure. What we need to do is put on a song right now so you can give us a call, so you can give us a suggestion for the radio herald.
Radio Herald is a, at this point, probably 15-minute piece of long-form improvisational comedy, kind of like a play built on the rock of your suggestion, much like the Catholic Church was built on the rock that was Peter.
So please give us a call, 359-9338.